And while they have funding for the consultant's post, they have been unsuccessful to date, but they now believe that they might have a temporary appointee that may happen in January. But in the meantime, there's children who can't access the CAMP services in relation to the intellectual disability consultant, and that there's none of the referrals are being taken at the minute. And I feel that our children are losing out here, and the government is certainly failing children in mental health care. What should it be, people with who need respite beds, or in the CAMP service here? It's taken far, far too long, and as we all know, prolonged delay in getting the adequate and necessary health care that worsens mental health issues and increases the likelihood of crisis presentation. So, look, we can wait till January, but in the round, the current CAMP services that we have for children with mental health difficulties is not adequate, and it certainly is way below what we should expect.
And you say mental health, it cannot be fixed with a plaster, that long-term solutions are needed.
Yeah, look, if we go to with a broken arm or leg or a cut leg or head or whatever, we can get that same day in the accident emergency. But mental health issues is more complex. The waiting lists are getting higher. The posts can't be filled. And I think there needs to be, you know, there isn't sufficient funding provided by the government to the HSE to provide the necessary mental health service and mental care, particularly for our children.